Hi guys,
welcome
to episode 254 of Hello Dysfunction.
I'm Tamara.
I'm Caitlin. Welcome.
Welcome.
We're back.
To the madness. I feel like I got so much. If you guys aren't on Patreon, you missed the fucking crazy Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Dish out.
Yeah, definitely join Patreon. I've had a headache since I woke up, but we have good stuff to talk about. So.
We do.
Let me start. How was your, I don't know, do we want to do a recap of the last week? I got my injections.
Yep.
I'm very bruised. I look like I have on lipstick. I don't. It's bruising.
Purple lipstick.
But
they look so good.
So far, so good. What else happened to me this week? I've been cleaning out closets. That's productive.
That's really productive. Yeah.
I've been, I hung a few things on my wall. That type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got some laundry done. I felt kind of productive in the last few days. Yeah.
Well, this week, if you're on Patreon, you know why I don't have a client right now. So, you know, I have a little more time. So this week, so on my IG story, I had posted, basically after I dropped the girls off, I go, you know, there's a lot of houseless people in the city the girls go to school in.
Oh.
There's okay. A pretty decent sized community. So after I drop the girls off at school, I usually go by one of two stores. Mm-hmm. And every day this week, I have met a different houseless person, sat and talked to them for like an hour, hour and a half.
What? You posted this?
So
I must have missed this.
I posted one, and I only posted him because, so I'm in Walgreens, mm-hmm. and I'm getting ready to turn the corner and go down an aisle.
Stealing?
And no, I wasn't actually.
Not this time.
But I'm getting ready to hit the corner, and I smell something really bad. I'm like, what the fuck? And I go around the corner.
Bad like what?
Like garbage. Not poop, like.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I hate saying it. I just feel really bad, but it's a really bad, like, garbage smell.
Okay.
And so I go around the corner, and there's a houseless man in a wheelchair in the aisle. And he has a pack of two long candles, a two-pack of those long-ass candles on his lap. And he's looking really kind of sad, a little defeated. And he's looking at, it's in like the home goods aisle of Walgreens. Yeah. So there's like flashlights and shit. And he's looking and I see his face. I'm like, are you all right? And he's like, I really need a flashlight, but I don't got enough. So I'm just going to get these candles and my chocolate milk. And I'm like,
babe, you got to put that behind you in your wheelchair.
So I said,
what?
So I'm like, what do you need? Mm-hmm. I said, you need this flashlight? I'll get you this flashlight. Put it in my purse. And then I'm like, what else do you need? Because I'll get you what you need. So he asked for ice cream, AAA and AA batteries, and a toiletry bag. That's all he wanted. I'm like, I got
it. Like travel toiletry stuff?
Yeah, so we could put like the flashlight and the batteries in there.
Oh, okay.
And then I grabbed him deodorant, and I grabbed him the cheapest pack of cigarettes. Because I'm like, do you smoke? He's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here, I'll get you cigarettes. So we, as we go outside, and you know, I have a big bag of towels and then some blankets in my car that, I'd got when I cleaned out the old client's room at the home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. His family didn't want any of it. They told me I'd keep it. So I keep it in my car for this reason.
Yeah.
And so, I gave him some towels, a washcloth. I had an umbrella. And a blanket. So I'm talking to him. I'm helping him organize his stuff because he has another bag. Mm-hmm. And I find out his name's Steve Cusio. He grew born and raised in small town Pinole, California, girl.
Here we go.
He was born in 67.
Does he know your family?
He knows Jimmy.
Shut the fuck up.
He said it's been a bit, and I could tell talking to him, he definitely has, if I would take a fucking guess, I would say schizophrenia. And because he like comes in and out with me, right? And he makes this, he was making this face that my dad would make when he was in the middle of an episode where he would go and like laugh to himself.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. So as we're talking, you know, he starts telling me about his childhood and he mentions he was the black sheep of the family, that he hasn't spoke to his family in like over 12 years. He said 12 to 15 years. Shit like that. But so, you know, I just made sure he was good or whatever. I sat and talked to him. That was really
nice of you. Yeah.
Well, then the next day, I met another guy named Joe. Today was DeAndre.
Are you approaching people or are they like sending people over to the white lady that be stealing our stuff? No, there's
that three different places in the same city. Oh. That's what I mean. It's a pretty decent size. Uh-huh. Because you got to remember, not only do they have the jail.
They have a psych emergency room, which is great.
Yes, but I didn't know this until going there. A few, you know, after a few months that there's a large fucking houseless community. Oh, yeah. So today was a man named DeAndre.
There's also a train station in that city. Yep. And there's a lot of people that, yeah.
So the guy today grew up in El Cerrito. Mm-hmm. He's 66. Same thing. I just talked to him for like an hour and a half about his life. When it came to childhood, he started crying. So... yeah, trauma. He's paranoid schizophrenic. He actually was like, I started telling him about my dad and like part of my dad's story. And so he pulls his meds out of his pocket and he's like, I just picked up mine for mine. And it's like, you know.
Yeah.
The shit. And I grabbed him a few things from Safeway. Nothing major, like under $10. But he gave me a big hug and he was like, thank you for talking to me. Nobody ever talks to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt my heart. So that's what I've been doing in the mornings.
Is spending your time talking to new
people. I gave him some towels.
Yeah.
I had an old hoodie in my car. Yes.
Well, that was nice of you.
Yeah. And I was thinking today, you know,
be mindful though of your surroundings and like, while that's great and I like that you're doing nice things for people,
for sure.
It's not always safe.
No, for sure. It's always in a busy area.
Yeah.
We're not like
under the bridge. Car.
Fuck yeah. No. Fuck yeah, no, yeah. No. No. In front of every store. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking I would really love to start a fucking nonprofit in my dad's memory. Helping people, you know.
Yeah.
Shit like that. You know, I like doing that.
Yeah.
Then I called Richard because I talked to my mom. And my mom, you know, since Rich is in between jobs right now, you know, he's driving Lyft. Mm-hmm. Well, I called my mom.
What
now? I called my mom. I didn't even get to the fucking shit from yesterday. But I call mom and... to just, you know, check in or whatever. And she's like, I had your brother here all morning. A woman had a heart attack in the back of his car yesterday.
Shut the fuck
up. I said, bitch, that's the worst person. Anyone can have a heart attack in their car.
Are you kidding me? Or mine, because I'm going to put you out.
You know, he's like.
And call 911.
Girl. So I guess he was already picking this person up. Because they had an appointment, a follow-up appointment.
About their heart?
For something else. It was a very large woman. She got in Rich's car. Thankfully, they were only going like...
Sorry.
Because you know Rich was fucking internally losing it, bitch.
So, they're driving.
For those that don't know... One of Richard's best friend's dads choked to death and died in front of him like 7 years ago. And so if anybody is in distress, like, life altering wise, he freaks the fuck out. And yeah. So she gets in the car, and Rich said she was already breathing really heavy when she got in the car. So he's telling me the story, and he's being real serious, and I'm laughing. And it's
I'm already ready to laugh. Right. So
she's breathing really hard. And he goes, and she's like struggling, you know, because I can tell she's in discomfort and a little bit of distress to put on the seatbelt. So I tell her, don't worry about your seatbelt. You know, we're only going another mile. You're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I'm driving. He's like, I'm driving. And all of a sudden I hear, ah, he said she screamed so loud. I almost crashed the car.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She's just like the worst. I love that it happened to him.
So do I.
This is what he deserves.
This is so funny.
Not her, but this is what he deserves.
So he goes, I turn around and she's clutching her chest, screaming. And he goes, I floor it. He said, I'm doing 90 through fucking Berkeley. He said, bitch, I drove on the opposite side of the road. I ran red lights. And I know he did. He ain't exaggerating. Because he already drives like a maniac.
Oh, my God.
So they get there. He jumps out, runs into the Sutter ER, and is like freaking out. He's screaming, I need a doctor. I need a nurse. I need someone. And the woman at the desk is going, well, what's going on? And he's like, I don't fucking know. I just need somebody out here. Come out here. So they go out there.
They get her.
And, you know, she's in the middle of a heart attack. Because they, you know, start hooking her up to shit in the back of his car. And, you know, his car is small. The door openings are really small. So they start doing some of the testing while she's still in the vehicle before they move her. I guess her blood pressure was like 199 over 189, like something astronomical. Her EKG is abnormal. I don't know how they did it out there, but they fucking did it. They're like, she's having a heart attack. And so, you know, they're asking Richard, you know, what relation are you? And he's like, I'm her Lyft driver.
He's like, I don't fucking know her at all.
And they're like, my God. You know, it's going to be a minute. He said he was there like 2 hours.
He waited?
Well, because they...
2 hours?
They did a bunch of stuff while she was still in the vehicle. And then it took a while, you know, to get her out of the vehicle.
2 hours?
Yes.
Then okay.
And I said, well, did you wait and find out if she was okay? And he was like, no. I needed to go make money.
I would have been like, you got to get her out. Like, I wish you the best, ma'am, but I got to be on my way.
And you know me, I would have sat there.
You want to know her medical history.
I'm like, do you want me to talk to the doctors for you? Because I'll do it. Yes. I'll hold your hand and sit with you.
Oh, my God.
So then he tells me about later at like 10 o'clock at night, he picks up this. He said hippie dude. He said hippie hipster dude, but who knows? Rich be giving names to different people, yeah. Right? And so he says he picks him up and he's taking him to the fancy area, Piedmont. Mm-hmm. The dude was like he was going home, or that's what he said. Mm-hmm. Richard said he comes up to the window, asks me if I'm there for so-and-so. I tell him, yeah. He said the minute the dude gets in my car, my fucking throat burns and I'm fighting back gags.
Why?
He said, I'm not even lying. He probably ain't showered in fucking 14 days. And he said, and this ain't because he has no access. He said he just didn't want to.
It's just the aesthetic.
He said, I was.
I'm not fucking with you. Bitch, I'm sorry.
He said.
My stomach hurts now. I'm sorry. I got to cancel your ride.
I could taste it. He said he was driving down the street. He said, I was doing 55 through fucking Berkeley with all four windows down, he said, and my head out the window like on Dumb and Dumber, bitch. Like,
there's no way. You can cancel a fucking ride.
Why didn't you decline the ride? And yeah. He was like, I didn't want to be a dick.
So you're going to drive like Jim Carrey with your head hanging out the window instead.
And he said he dropped him off in a very affluent area at a very affluent home. Then he said, I couldn't get the smell out of my car. I literally got on the freeway, fucking all windows down. He said, I made like a circle 5 times. He said, from University to Ashby, back and forth on the freeway trying to get it out. He said, I still couldn't get the stank out. He said, I had to decline like 5 rides because I couldn't put anyone else in the car.
Because they're going to think it's him.
And I said, you know, decline it next time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not to be mean, but like.
But hello, common courtesy. If you fucking stank. Yeah, no, I'm just not doing that.
He said the dude was just in the back on his phone.
Funking it up. Oh, no, I couldn't.
But the heart attack, I cried laughing.
I cried because that's like. So great to happen
of all the people.
I mean, that would be scary. It is scary. Mm-hmm. It's not a laughing matter. It's just laughing because I'm just laughing because it's Richard
and we're inappropriate. And
yeah,
but yeah, I hope she's okay.
That's fucking scary. I definitely wouldn't have waited 2 hours, but that was nice of him. What was your mom doing? Calming him down now after all that?
Or I don't know.
She said he was there with her, venting or what?
Who knows? She was crying. Probably fucking. Trying to assess the medical situation. Who knows? You know, God. Mom.
I guess to keep the theme going of emergencies and fucking mentally ill and whatever. Great. I don't fucking know. It's been very quiet, but I'm going through my email the other day and I get alerts for the neighborhood app. I don't have the app, but I'm registered to it because I did at one point. So I still get notifications for shit in my area. So I come across one and I see the name of where I live. And so I click on it. This is on Sunday. And it's saying that there was a child stabbed on the property where I live by an adult.
Damn.
There were like a few posts about it. They said people were streaming it on social media, when the paramedics arrived and shit. And like, they were like, does anybody know like details of what happened? Like, did the guy live there or what? Cause there was a woman screaming, I know where you live. I know where you live. And it, I guess, happened inside the indoor pool. And that door stays locked and you can't prop it open. It's always closed and it automatically locks. So somebody had to let this person in.
Right.
Which led me to believe at first that it was a resident because they were the people that had made the post were saying it was right outside of their apartment and that there was a woman screaming like, I know where you live at, and to the suspect, I guess.
God
and
damn.
Saying it happened to a preteen. So I'm freaking out. I am making phone calls. I've been making phone calls since. The office is not giving me any details. The lady was like, in resident services, the lady that I spoke with was like, oh, I just got back to work today. Like, I didn't hear anything about it. Like, where did you hear about it? So
what the fuck?
I tell her what's crazy is that night I ran somewhere for a minute and I saw a whole bunch of police in the parking lot, and when I came back they were still talking to like neighbors when I got back, and I just whatever, they be in there sometimes, so I didn't think nothing of it. And then that, you know, then I saw the post or whatever. So I still don't know what the fuck happened. After, you know, reading comments and all that, like maybe the person wandered in there. There are a lot of mentally ill people that roam the streets where I live at. Like I've had to call the police before because it was a guy like trying to jump and throw himself in traffic before.
Oh God.
And you know, just I don't know if they're houseless or what, but there's a lot of people that are like not well that roam the area. So I don't know if it was one of them and they wandered in there. But the kid was like 12, 13 and got stabbed.
That's a baby.
In the head, shoulder and arms with a pair of scissors.
My God.
And it just freaks me the fuck out. Like, I had to calm myself down. Like, okay, the kids are never unattended at the pool, you know? So, like, I don't have to worry about that. But I'm just like, that's like one of the main reasons I live there is because the pools and the facilities are so nice.
Yes.
And, you know, we do make use of them sometimes. So that just like freaked me out.
But the fact that the management,
They're not notifying anybody. Like, they will notify people and send out mass emails if there's a dog on the property wandering, if there's parking situations. Like, those are urgent emails that go out. Yes. But, like, not this. People parking in the red is, like, urgent, all hands on deck. Like, right. But this, like, there's been – they're keeping it very quiet. And it pisses me off for so many different reasons. But that's just something that needs to be disclosed. I still don't know if this guy got arrested.
Right.
Or if he's still in the fucking area. Like, it's bullshit.
And so, what could warrant stabbing a child?
Right. Right. Yeah, and just, like, why are you walking around with scissors? Like, this is all, it's very weird. The whole situation is weird. So I looked up who owns the property. It's a corporation, of course. So I contacted their main office, found out who the regional manager was. I left them a message yesterday. They didn't call me back.
Of course not.
So I'm going to call again. And, you know, somebody needs to respond. Otherwise, like I told hella people, I'm going to have a fucking press conference in front of the property. I'm going to call the fucking news.
It's
like,
a safety fucking concern.
And I told the people in the office, like, I have kids. Like, I need to know. Like, do I need to be taking a gun with me to get my packages? Because that's right. What you're telling me. That's what this, all of this is telling me. So
you guys aren't doing much to protect your residents.
No, the gates are always broken. People are always wandering into the property. So it's just, it's bad. It's bad. And that has me, like, stressed out, but I had to just calm myself down. Like, my kids are never wandering alone.
That management will make sure they communicate fucking rent raises, though.
Oh, yeah. Rent raises, parking in the red, you know. Dog breeds that aren't allowed, banned breeds on the property, shit like that. A barbecue pit on your patio, absolutely not. We're not
having
that.
Don't even think about it.
Do not have a barbecue grill on your fucking patio.
That's no joy.
None of that. But if a kid gets stabbed in the head with scissors, I don't know, we might keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own theories also, of possibilities, what it could be. I hope I'm wrong, but my investigation is not over. So I'll keep you guys posted. I'm not going to let up about it.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I pay too much money. I pay way too much fucking money to live where I live already.
For secrets.
But for this kind of shit, especially, right. Like, I'm not going to let up on it. So. Good.
I don't think you should.
I'm not. Can we please
talk about the rodeo raper?
No. I was going to say the cats.
Fuck you.
Please. Please. I'm going to make an announcement, and I've already made an announcement before. I'm going to make another one. I've already said once before, if there are any animals in distress available, can't find a home, anything like that, do not reach out to this woman. Do not. Shut right? Because it's up. Not in her to resist and to know how to say no. I've already overextended myself. I can no longer help. So I've made that announcement already. I'm going to make another one. If you have a business pitch, a business idea, any dealings like that.
Do not reach out to her. Shut up.
You reach out to me. Or you reach out to Mark. You do not reach out to her and say anything about an animal.
Fuck you.
We had a little situation the other day and I was crying laughing. And I love that this happened to you. And I'm going to let you explain how we got here. Because it's great. And I told Bunny today and I was sure to explain
and
how
Stevie
ridiculous.
Ran in here before we recorded and was like, did you, what? Yes. What? Bunny wants to know.
I said, I can't wait to tell Bunny. I'm telling Animal Rescue. I'm telling Stevie. And I'm telling Mark. And now I'm telling you all because we're a family. So.
So.
How did we get here?
Because I need shadowed. Okay, so.
You need a handler.
For sure.
Yeah.
And handcuffs. So.
She gets a message.
I get a message and it's from one of Richard's good friend's girlfriend. She's a listener. Sorry, I love you. I haven't even responded to your message.
She doesn't know how. So whatever. You get this message.
You know I love you. Here we go. So I get a message. Let me pull it up. I need to read the message so you guys can get the full fucking...
Oh, because I didn't even get this. So please share, please.
So you guys can get the fucking gist of my mental disorder. So I get a message and I read it and it says, so I want to start a cat food business, blah, blah, blah. And maybe we could use your cats for some of the content. Let me know your thoughts.
No, just before you read that and then before you go any further, I have to explain.
I'm really excited. Let me know. And I'm like, oh, my God, of course, with hella exclamation marks.
Screaming. Because
I'm so excited because I'm like a small Bay Area, you know, cat food company.
Sign me up.
My cats, you want to use my cats? They're going to be stars. Listen, I'm so juiced for a small local cat food company.
You have to understand that when she sees the word, she's unwell.
Fuck,
and when she sees the word cats, she takes off running. Like her brain is like, you know, excitement, going 100 miles per hour. She sees the word cats. She's like, yes. That's just
so many exclamation marks. Yeah. I'm like, I fucking am so excited for this business. I'm like, I'll promote it on the show even. Like, this is so fucking cool.
Going nuts with excitement.
Okay. Then I open my DMs yesterday.
Didn't like some days go by or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Like a week goes by.
She's all excited.
I open my DMs and it's a really cute a picture. There's two. There's a cat in each photo and then there's feet with the cat. And I'm like, and then it's like getting content. And I'm like, what? I'm so confused. Like, so I'm looking at this and I'm like, what am I missing? Right. And then it's like, so far I've gotten positive feedback, but I don't have much content or any cats. I'm hitting a wall. This is, you know, where yours come in. And she's like, you're an expert. No one has tapped into this niche. I need advice. And I'm like, what? And I scroll up again to our message. And I said, you stupid fucking bitch. It said, so I want to start a cat foot page, not cat food, Crystal. So she this says bitch. Cat foot page, and I put exclamation marks like
this bitch done volunteered cats, her kids.
Take my cats and do so many fucking sex acts with them. Oh, my God. I was mortified.
I'm on the phone screaming, cannot fucking believe, I can believe it. I know how we got here. Because as soon as you saw the word cat, nothing else in this world mattered.
To be fair, foot and food, they're the same, but with the different ending letter. But I saw cat food and was like, cat food.
It's for cat food.
This is great.
So you volunteered your kids, your fur kids. You fucking offered to promote this shit on our show. You fucking
yes,
were like,
I was like, I'll promote
all
it.
Hands, any help you need, all hands on deck. I'm not only am I on board, bitch, I put me on the directors.
This episode like, is over.
I was like, I can see it. I know exactly the level of enthusiasm you had.
I was like, I have some ideas for this. Like, this when is can we be meet? So good.
When can we meet? Let's
Leo's
have a sit
Leo's probably going to be the best one for the photos.
She was like picking out which one. They're going to be stars. She that in her brain, this is what. And I'm just like, you know what? Don't answer nobody else. Don't. Do not answer anything else. So
she
this
said,
was not.
You need to change your password. Your DM access needs
it's
to
gone.
Be taken.
It's over. It's done now. Because there's been too many situations. This is just the straw. I will
up.
Answer her DMs so and emails
stupid.
From now on. You're insane. I was like, I can't wait
fuck.
To tell Stevie what you offered up your cats to do.
You so I love you so much.
Yeah,
fucking
but
am,
that is
but
out
no.
of the fucking question.
No, you can't do that with the babies.
No, and also there is that niche has been tapped into, and I can tell you where to fucking find it.
Gore website.
You're teetering on bestiality. You do not want to arouse people and have your animals or anyone else's animals involved in
because
arousal of people.
Because Right. Because I think the people that would be interested in cat and feet together are also the people that would be interested in bestiality.
Well, you just don't introduce pets into fetish content. You just don't do it.
Because I feel like it opens too big of doors.
It is chartered territory. This isn't something that hasn't been done. It's been done.
For sure.
And it's just not widely publicized for that reason. Because it's not.
Leads to gross.
It's not okay. So.
No.
So no. And please do not send her anything. I feel like we're asking for it now. People are going to be like, I have this cat idea. Send me $500.
No.
Invest in this cat business.
You know I'm not that fucking mentally
deranged. No, but I do know that your excitement when it comes to cats.
Oh, I was so excited and just, I was like.
I was crying, laughing. Yeah, crying, laughing. Like you need supervision.
For sure. Yeah. I'm on a fucking roll, dude. I'm on a roll. I'm on a fucking roll.
No, for real. For real.
Just listen to the Patreon.
Yeah.
On a fucking roll over here. Oh, my God. Speaking of on a roll, speaking of messages. So, I was up till 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep because.
What?
I took Carolyn.
Oh, my God.
To the store yesterday. Actually, I took her to the doctor's. She spent all day with me. At one point, she's like, pulls out her phone, and I was like, oh, perfect time. And she's like, look at this picture. Look at this picture of my friend. Look at Charlene, right? You know.
Oh, her friend Charlene.
Lurches.
The one that has the creepy husband and brother.
She's like, look at her.
That looks like a fucking haunted witch from the 1800s. Bitch, that's her fucking friend.
They're the same age.
Let me see this right now.
They're the same fucking age.
Oh, she's a beauty. This fucking lady. She looks like she'll bite you. She looks like
the witch from Snow White. Exactly.
She looks like she'll fucking growl at you.
She will.
And she will. Children.
No, I don't know about that, but she growls and shit.
My God.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
She's always made me get the
They're not safe people for Carolyn.
So, Carolyn's, you know, trying to be fucking petty and have me say, she's like, she's my age. You know, Carolyn's wanting me to go, you look so great.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I do, right? But then I pull out my phone and I pretend that I'm taking a photo of this.
Oh.
And then I sneak into Carolyn's text messages.
Yeah.
And at the top is her text with fucking
Bae.
Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And I start recording and I scroll and I only scroll till Friday.
We got to get in. Because what you found was not okay. And of course, it's bullshit. We knew it would be bullshit.
Knew it.
We knew he was up to no good. Can I say what the creepy part was? I don't know what the fascination is.
There's so many.
Well, yeah, the part that I think was so, like, the rest is kind of predictable, but this was just like, Jesus Christ. Like,
first, it's a picture of his fucking prosthetic leg in the kitchen.
That part I forgot about.
Carolyn's sending, let me set the
was
scene.
Was it like a cat outfit?
The dog sweater. She sends a photo of her dish soap, her diabetes monitor, a thermometer. He's sending photos from like a physical therapy fucking printout. Okay.
These are the type of things they're texting to each other.
Then all of a sudden it's his prosthetic leg in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Then it's a link for like, let's video chat on Meet. Or something.
Yeah.
Then.
So there's some horniness introduced. And then.
Carolyn says, I miss you and I love you, mind you, in these texts.
I think they're calling each other baby.
Yep.
Lots of good morning, baby. Where are you, baby? My phone died, baby. And then it's like.
Sweetheart.
Put this fucking garbage in the mail and mail it to me.
Drink and containers.
Crystal already told you guys his brother was caught stealing garbage.
Sponges.
Out of the garbage, out of the trailer before. What is this family's fascination with trash? he's asking her to finish drink containers and then put them in the mail for him. So he got a garbage kink too. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. But he, I saw that and I was like, whoa, that was unexpected.
Right.
And then it's like,
then the predictable one that's like
crimes.
Wait, I'll tell you the fuck it says. I was so furious, but I held it in.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta, I told you, you gotta make up something that's for the internet settings that's gonna allow you to be in there longer.
I need to go past Friday.
Yeah.
So it says, the text message starts off with his name and address, and it says, in a paper that you use to write a letter to me when you get a chance to go to your bank and get me a cashier check made to my name, wrap it up in the paper and put it in the mail to me. Please, thank you. Then I have it in a separate bank account so when you get here and need money, I can give it or leave it there and give you money in cash if I have it this way, sweetheart. We get together you at your house and or my house. We can go to a bank to get a savings account for us together. Or if you want to get a checking account, that's fine. We can get two ATM cards, two debit cards for us, and we can also get a Visa card.
So if you're just tuning in and you're new here, Carolyn is her slow aunt. And this is like her slow friend's husband's brother. Is he slow? Or is he just a criminal?
I don't know.
We know he's weird, but I don't know how sharp he is.
I don't know if they're deemed, you know, mentally disabled at all. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Either
way, talk about banks and cashier's check.
How dare you?
And money and like bank accounts sent me through the roof. Because I was like,
how dare you?
You're
bitch.
Taking advantage. You're trying to take advantage of her.
I don't think.
With all that sweetheart she is baby just talk.
Mentally disabled.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. He's just a fucking creep.
Because I don't think Lurch is either.
Yeah.
I just think they're fucking weirdos.
I think they just
see
an opportunity to try to take advantage of someone, and that's not okay. So.
Yep.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. And so I waited a few hours. Then I casually tiptoed in the conversation with Carolyn, like, how old is Charlene, how old is Lurch, how old's Peter, where does Peter live?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, does Peter ever ask you for money? And she's like, no. And I said, don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the text message. Why is he asking you for money?
Yeah.
She's like, I told him I'm not doing that. And I said, in them text messages, you did not. Yeah. She said, well, I told him on the phone. You can't believe anything Carolyn says.
You can't. And also, Carolyn gets like hyper independent and doesn't want to answer to you about
sassy.
Shit. Very sassy.
Remember
and
the
is
Chinese
like,
bots?
Yeah, those are my fucking friends.
I'm a and fucking adult.
Yeah, she gets very like, stay out of my business
yeah.
when she feels like you're taking away, I don't know, something she's into or attention she's getting.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so you got to be careful. And I hope she's not going to like delete messages or anything because
yeah,
I hope she don't say anything to him. And then, you know, like you have to just get in her phone and not talk to her about it right
yeah.
now. Because he will tell her to delete messages.
Yeah.
And then what? Then we really don't know.
And I'm like, you fucking slime ball. You, yeah. That family, you guys are just fucking
they're
worthless,
unsafe.
Gross.
And it's like the whole either my house or your house. So you're like already making plans to be around her and like manipulate and scam.
And it makes me sad because she thinks she has someone that's really interested in her. She's fucking lonely as
yeah.
fuck since
yeah,
Bob
yeah.
died. She's thinking she
Scammers
has a guy
prey
friend.
On lonely people. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But, haha, little do you know, bitch, there ain't no money for you to fucking scam.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. And, you know,
I just worry, like, you know,
hella.
Him asking for her ID.
Why do you want her garbage?
Yeah, that too. What are you doing?
That's fucking gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on that same shit your brother be on. Like, what is the fascination?
Yeah.
With garbage.
Yeah, and they're
talking about put it in the mail for me and shit. No.
fuck? You want me to pay to send you my trash?
No.
They're just like creepy, rapey, fucking disgusting creatures, dude. Mm-hmm.
They are.
And it just makes, just made me feel fire. And so I was just laying up till 3 a.m. like, oh my God. I'll be I doing this the, camera the rest of thing, her life or my life.
Yeah, the camera thing was the best idea, yep. I think, for now.
Yeah.
And then hopefully soon she can get in some assisted living because I feel like her days living on her own are numbered.
Yes.
For her own safety so, and,
yep.
you know.
The is it naivete? Is that the proper word for naive?
I don't know. I don't know how you say it, but I know what word you're talking about.
Yeah, she so thinks everybody has the best intentions.
Yeah,
and I'm guilty of that sometimes. But Jesus Christ, not to that level. Yeah, I was going to say you do too
sometimes. Yeah, yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, dumpster fucking monsters.
A lot of people have sent me that woman in Brazil that took a corpse to get a loan and said, "Is this you?"
Yes,
yes, it is. And I did not get approved. I blame capitalism and I blame the economy and I blame the government and for her dead. Having to
he
do that.
He don't need the money.
And, you know, she fucked up. She should have put a neck brace on him because that was the giveaway.
Yeah.
His head was like about to come off in the fucking bank. And so, you know, she was like embarrassed, trying to hold it up. Girl, you should have like put a neck brace. Did you not ever see Weekend at Bernie's? Right. Sunglasses, hoodie. And prop his shit up. Yep. What made me sad is the loan was only for $3,000. This ain't no fucking corporate white collar. Or is it white collar crime? Like huge amount, you know. It was 3 bands. Like she wasn't asking for a lot. And I do believe he wanted her to have that.
Yes.
So whoever like got suspicious about his neck.
You're a snitch.
You're a snitch. You're not a girl's girl.
No.
And you should have just put the loan through.
How like, dare you it. Tell? You,
clearly he was signing his name. I watched the video. So you're a fucking hater and I don't
babe,
like it.
Babe, sign it.
Sign it. He was signing it. So you're like, knock it off.
Ugh.
Yeah. Something else that made me sad. I have talked before about Chingy, the rapper.
I got a sad one. Go ahead.
And how he blocked me on Twitter years ago. I'm still blocked to this day. I checked.
What did you do to get blocked?
I congratulated him. We followed each other and I said something like, oh, whatever, y'all could talk shit all y'all want. Like, I think it's dope that Chingy is dating a trans woman and whatever. Like, you know, y'all can talk shit, but I think that's cool and like progressive, you know, like whatever. I was shouting him out basically, like, I think that's cool. Like, while y'all making jokes, I think it's cool of him. He got hella mad and he was like, fuck you. And he fucking blocked me. Well, here we are. This is like 10, 12, I don't know how many years later.
Right.
And the fucking trans woman that started this rumor, her name is Sydney Starr, I believe. And she started the rumor, said it was her, you know, and I don't remember if she posted screenshots or what, but she said she was like dating him. And he was recently on the blogger pages and shit, like, yeah, it ruined my career and it ruined my life. And, you know, even though she apologized, and I was like, what? She lied. She made it up and she lied. And here I am. I never even knew, like, the apology was not as big as the rumor. So, like, he talks about how when you're an artist, like, people were not as accepting back then as they are now. And that's for sure. And I remember when that happened, like, he was hella being made fun of and talked about. That's what made me be like, oh, like, I think that's cool of him or whatever. Y'all are tripping. Apparently, it ruined his career. He stopped getting bookings. Artists didn't want to work with him no more.
That's so fucking fucked up. It fucked
off his money, his career, his life. And, you know, this blogger page or whatever had posted this video of him talking about it. And he was just like, yeah, like, I never recovered from it. Like, she got a lot of fame. She ended up moving forward and doing big things. I never recovered from it. So even though she apologized, I'm still not okay. And so this bitch is basically in the comments like, oh, well, like, I apologized. And back then, trans women were only in the media for bad things. So you lied and did bad things to what? Make a better situation how? Like, make that better for trans women how? Like, you lied and you did bad things. Like, how fucking dare you?
It's fucked up to lie about anything, regardless of who you are.
Yeah.
Why do that?
Yeah. And, she basically was in the comments like, why do you keep bringing this up? Like, this is old. Get over it. You ruined his life and he's allowed to bring it up.
You know, 10 years ago, it was very different. People were not accepting. Now, it's still a fight, right?
I mean, now it's a lot more accepted.
For sure.
They're represented a lot more in media and modeling and fucking everything, entertainment and everything.
He's working in a hyper-masculine field.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So dating a trans woman would be used against him.
Exactly.
Even though it should never have been.
That's what happened. Yeah. And it ruined his life. So, like, that's his story. He can tell that until he dies.
He can repeat it every day if he wants.
Yeah, like, how dare you? And be like, why do you keep bringing this up? Bitch, you're mad because it's making you look like the piece of shit that you are for fucking lying on him for some attention. Like, that's awful. That's fucking awful.
That's sad.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, all this time I never knew. Like, I thought he just wanted to keep it low. So he was like, damn, bitch, like, lower your voice and blocked me and fucking was not really.
He was like, you're on that bitch's side. You're working with her.
Yeah. I was like, damn, that's really fucked up and sad. So, you know what? Fuck her and fuck her for not being more apologetic and fucking
and understanding, like, oh my god,
because his career really was like, he wasn't big since then, and he was a very, very big artist back then, like,
yeah, he
huge
was.
So yeah, that's really fucked up. Don't do that to people. I don't care who you are.
Don't lie on people.
No, don't.
I saw a reel come up about from Mama June's fucking show.
Yeah,
Hot or Not.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Oh, she has her own show now?
Yeah, she's such a rotten human.
She's awful.
She's married to what seems like a pretty decent dude, though. Like,
now?
Yeah.
Because she was married to the one that raped her daughter.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The fucking disgusting raper fucking troll.
Mm-hmm. You know her daughter just died, too, recently.
Did she die?
Was her name like Sugar Baby or something? What was her name?
So there's Pumpkin, and then was it Anna?
I'm going to look it up
right
now.
She had cancer.
Yeah.
I didn't know she passed.
Yeah, recently.
Oh.
It was, wait a minute.
Sorry. God, I didn't know she had passed. I knew she was battling cancer. She had
Anna. It was Anna that passed away. Chickadee. Would I say Sugar Baby?
Because Pumpkin. And then Honey Boo Boo.
It was Chickadee. Yeah, she passed away. She was the oldest daughter.
So the real...
29 years old. Awful.
Awful. So Pumpkin, the reel I saw was Pumpkin. You know, Mama June was in control of Alana, Honey Boo Boo's money, until she was 18.
And smoked it all.
And she had made 60 grand from doing Dancing with the Stars. And Pumpkin was like, you only deposited this much. There's $36,000 fucking dollars missing. Where is her fucking money?
It was Dancing with the Stars.
This is just Dancing with the Stars talking about. Yeah. Not all the Honey Boo Boo money she stole.
All that money is gone. Now that she turned 18, I want to say there was like $20,000 in there for her. Out of everything. And you know what she said is, well, you know, I had to pay 50% to taxes. Taxes ain't never been 50%.
Pumpkin said, she pulled it up. She said, 22.9% in California.
Yeah. No, she was lying about the taxes. And then I think they pressed her and pressed her. And she finally admitted that, like, it all went to drugs.
Yes.
Which is really, really fucked up. And she should be held accountable. And, like, so she'd be in court. Fuck all that.
Dude.
You'd be in court.
For real. In this reel, Pumpkin is, like, breaking it down and, like, where the fuck's the money?
Yeah.
Poor Alana's sitting there. Thank God she has Pumpkin, you know, to go to
advocate
bat
for her.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The dude, Mama June's fucking new husband, Justin, is telling her, like, be fucking accountable. Like, you have no accountability because she's just defensive, talking shit. And
she's always been that way with them.
He's like, if you because she has money in the bank. He said, you can go right now and fucking give it back to her.
They have to sue her.
He was like, yeah. If you don't, I'm leaving you. If yeah, the, is this good. Marriage fucking worth the 30 grand that you owe your daughter? How dare you?
Yeah. I didn't know she had her own show. So, like, you got money coming in.
Yeah.
Take her ass to court. Like, that's what you got to do. Because obviously, she does. She can't be trusted. So,
like, you had your daughters all over the fucking TV making yeah. sketty.
In California, you're allowed to pay yourself a certain percentage as a management fee if mm-hmm. you have a child that works in entertainment. She took all beyond. Like more than she was supposed to take and then some. So yeah, she needs to be in court.
It's fucking sick. And then to hear her have like no remorse. Yeah. There's like not an apology. There's not.
She's a sassy ass mouth and a bad attitude with all her kids about it. Yeah.
And you can't even blame drugs now because you're fucking clean. Like you're just allegedly. A horrible fucking person.
Allegedly. Right. Who knows?
You're just rotten.
Yeah.
I just felt so
But we knew she bad. Wasn't shit when she stayed with the person that sexually abused her daughter and didn't care and basically told her daughter, get over it. So,
Aunt Gail.
Yeah, we knew you weren't shit anyway.
At all. Just like, why did you don't give that bitch a platform. Yeah. Ew.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's up with the networks.
That shit, fuck. It just made me feel so sad for them.
Yeah.
Really shitty.
Another sad thing, Heinz UK, the ketchup company, is coming out with this Barbie sauce, this pink sauce for Barbie or whatever. And do you remember that black woman that came out with the pink sauce?
That's exactly what I thought of when you said pink sauce.
Yeah. So they basically took her whole idea. It's a vegan pink sauce that comes in a ketchup bottle. It's packaged almost the same way she marketed hers. I don't know whatever happened to hers because I know like at one point I heard that her product was being stocked in Walmart.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened, but her response was very classy. And I think it's because she's hoping for a possible collab with them. If not, she needs to take them to court.
Yes.
Because they completely ran off with her idea. You know, it was posted and there was a side by side of the two. And what she asked is that you just go comment under their posts about it because it's Heinz UK. It's on their social media. They're promoting the rollout. She just said, simply just put partner with Chef P or Pie or whatever. It's Chef. It's her social media is CHEF.PII. So she just said, that's the only response we need to give. You know, she didn't want people like attacking them and like cussing them out and all that and probably fucking up her chances.
How fucked up that she.
Yeah. People steal from independent creators so much.
Black and it's women.
Just, yeah. It's awful to see such a big corporation like that doing it again. Like, you know, they do it.
And they do it a lot, especially to fucking. The small fucking artists, the small creators, the innovators.
So, I went and I commented, I'm going to partner with Chef Pie, if I'm even saying it right, or Chef P. And I just went on all their posts and I put that a few times. So I think it would be good of us all if we did that.
Yeah, flood
it. And hopefully something good will come out of it and they will do the right thing and work with her because, you know, she went viral. She went super viral for that shit. Yeah. And I always thought it looked gross.
Me too. I never want to try it.
You know, hopefully they can collab somehow and avoid a lawsuit.
God, that's so shitty, dude.
Yeah.
I hate that. Fuck. I didn't even fucking. So when I mentioned the Rodeo Raper earlier.
Oh my God. Right. We can't just like not. Not touch on that. If you are on our social media, you saw it already. So, but if you just listen and you're not on Instagram, we kind of need to elaborate.
So, we get a text message and it's from, and it's a screenshot from, I guess it was posted on Nextdoor and in like a Rodeo Facebook group. And
it's like a split screen from surveillance camera
four
footage.
Shots.
And it's a guy in all black and a car in front of a house. And so you're like, oh, he looks sketch. You know, like, what is this? And it's four different shots, angles, like four different angles. And so, yeah, go ahead.
You zoom in And it's Richard.
I didn't read anything. I just saw the sketchy surveillance photos with the suspect. And I just zoomed in. And I screamed and was crying, laughing. I didn't even need, I didn't need context. I didn't need anything. All I did was zoom. Now, Richard, if you've seen him, has a mean face.
Yep.
He walks around looking shady anyway.
He's a big fucking dude. He's
big as fuck. And he does not look very nice.
Black hat, black hoodie, black pants, black all black. Shoes, black all car. Black.
The funniest part was she told me that they were like, and he, you could see his white gloves.
And it's just this white.
He don't have gloves on. It's just his fucking hands. But they're like, he looks shady as fuck. In all fairness, though, if I looked on my camera and saw his ass, they said he was out there
for 20 minutes. So what happened? How we got here? What?
I would have been scared as fuck. Like, 911. What is
there's
this
a big honky case 20 in my minutes? House.
He got out the car. He's standing in front of my fucking house. He's been here. His car is like Jesus facing Christ. Different ways. It looks like he left and came back. Like,
yes.
I would be shook.
Yes.
So funny.
So fucking what happened was he was supposed to get his brakes done by his friend. His friend had just moved from one city to the next. He basically meshed the two addresses, like the street from one city, the house numbers from the other on accident.
It was an address accident that could not have happened to a better person.
And the fact that I said, Rich, you're the only person who wouldn't be able to find the address who would park and get out and look for the house like it's hiding from you.
Why didn't you
I would
just
have never
call?
Got out.
Why did never? Why didn't you just call? Like, you clearly left. Your car's facing the other way. Like, you came back again. Like, you look shady as fuck. Why you didn't just call them? You fucking asshole. Oh, my God. I had tears.
Oh,
I couldn't
breathe.
I opened it and zoomed in. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, what's happening? And then I read the fucking caption of the woman that posted it and was like, be safe. Guys, be on the lookout.
He's casing
my neighborhood in broad daylight for 20 minutes. I was crying. I called her. I couldn't even breathe. We just laughed and wheezed on the phone
for 10 minutes straight.
Crying.
It was so
I had
funny.
Tears pouring down my face. I could not stop laughing.
So I've been referring to him as the Rodeo Raper now
because
fuck, that shit was so funny. That was the best thing to wake up to.
The best surprise ever. Yes. So the zoom in, though. Like, I posted it on our story, and then I zoomed in, and
on
his
the
face. Oh, my God.
God, it's perfect.
It's
so
perfect.
If you haven't seen it.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Go look at our page. Go. It's a post. It's like the second or third
it's
one
on
up.
The yes. It's on our page.
So fucking funny. And comment and tell Richard he's an idiot for that one.
And stop fucking casing neighborhoods.
And you know what? I guess he went home and had told Jess, his wife, that those people are going to look at their cameras later and be like, what the hell? He said they had like 7 cameras. And
he felt guilty.
And you just proceeded to stand in front of their house
to pose, looking hella angry, not looking like you needed help. You could have been lost.
No.
Not he should have been like, I don't know, something that looked less
intimidating. Maybe not get out of the car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so great.
So great.
Oh, so fucking great.
Yeah, that was awesome. He's had a week.
We're real put together fucking family over here.
Yeah.
Not. Fucking, I just want to mention, high five to Gen Z right now for fucking.
They're doing a great job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am so proud of the little people, the babies. Like,
yeah. They're making a difference. All of the protests and camping out and all that on all the university campuses have the donors in a frenzy, have them so mad, pulling funding. It's causing change that needs to happen. And
the Zionists calling for the National Guard to come in and shit. Like, how fucking dare you? The same motherfuckers. Same motherfuckers that are so hardcore about the First and Second Amendment. Right.
Right.
It's
just blatant racism
for sure.
Is what it is. And they're just making it all more obvious every single day. We all have a degree in propaganda now. We it even has fucking, what's his name? Netanyahu. He made an official announcement about the protest.
How dare you?
That's how bothered he is. Like, y'all have him shook. You can also sue the universities for obstructing your free speech. And I think that's great. You guys should exercise that.
These police are out of fucking control.
Yeah.
Accosting these kids who are literally just standing there protesting.
It's funny, though, because when white kids are protesting or have tiki lamps in their hands on fire.
Oh, the Nazis?
Nazis? And they're being racist or whatever. They're kind of left alone and allowed to have their free speech. But when people are peacefully protesting for a brown cause or from an indigenous cause, you know, then it's a problem. Yep. Like, call in the National Guard. It's
fucking.
Yeah. Not surprised.
I was watching the videos and they're like. Tasing and did you see the one where they slammed the fucking dude that worked for the news? He's literally just standing there with this camera. You fucking barbaric bastards.
It's such unnecessary force. Like, I just hope there's a lot of lawsuits because of it. That's what I hope.
I heard that a judge already threw out like 46 of the fucking trespassing charges. Like,
yeah, as they should.
For sure.
Like, stop.
I love it. Some, keep it going. Fucking free Palestine, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Free. And I heard that universities in France are starting. And
oh yeah, they've been as they should be.
Yep. I love it. It gives me a smidge of fucking hope. You know that people are starting to really see through the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go move that really quick.
Okay. I'm going to pull up some write-ins that we have.
On my own. I'll sing for everybody.
Let me see. Okay, I read that one already. Okay.
You know me and Jack Daniel's got a history. Mic over, y'all.
I did it.
Okay, I think this is a nice one.
Okay.
Hello, I'm a 31-year-old mom and wife of almost 13 years. 13? And you're only 31?
Good for you.
Okay. I have been a listener for almost a year. I found you guys after leaving a 7-year heavily religious lifestyle and mindset.
Wow.
Wow. I'm still on the journey on finding and becoming my true self, along with some healing and overcoming so many limitations that I've been immersed in for so long. You girls really helped me remember who I was before all this, and your sense of humor helped me get through some hard times. I listen to your podcast each morning while I have coffee and alone time before my family wakes up. Thank y'all for being so honest. Your authenticity really motivates and inspires me to keep going, especially when I have the urge to just go back to familiar beliefs. Mm. I just recently started listening to the podcast from the beginning, and I feel like I know both of you so much more now, and I love it. I love you ladies. Thank you. And that is from Raquel. Or maybe Rachel. I think it's Raquel, though.
I love that.
I'm so proud of you for escaping that. And stay strong and encouraged. And yeah, for yourself and your family, that's great.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard to pull away from something.
It is.
That you've been immersed in and something so, you know, powerful and controlling for so long. So I hope you're really proud of yourself.
You should be.
All right.
I have another one.
Okay, go.
Dear Crystal and Patafria, first of all, I just want to say how much you guys inspire me to be my true self and say how I feel. I've always struggled with that. I'm an empath and I hate situations that are negative. I always want people to be happy, and that means sacrificing how I feel sometimes.
Mm.
I've listened since day one, and anytime someone needs a suggestion on a podcast, yours is the first one that comes to mind.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys are fucking majestic unicorns. What I mean by that is you guys are truly one of a kind and rare in this world. So please don't let anybody or anything ever make you guys think otherwise. I'm writing you because I need some advice. It's long, but bear with me. I just recently moved into my first apartment with a roommate who was my coworker also. Had to learn the hard way. LOL. I've worked in restaurants for over 10 years, serving and bartending, so I thought I'd seen it all. I got a job at a breakfast spot where it's all locals and a lot of elderly folks that have been coming here for years. That sounds cozy and I want some.
Mm-hmm.
The owner had it passed down from his father, who ran it with his mother. I make great money and I have regulars who I see pretty much every single day I work, so I know about all their lives and it's just a special place to work, I feel like. So when I moved in with my coworker, I started to notice all the things you don't notice when you don't live with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that my dining room has been full of boxes stacked since I moved in almost 7 months ago. That would be a fucking problem. Did I know she had hoarder tendencies? No. Did I know she would never pick up a vacuum once the whole time we lived there? No. Did I know she would never wash a dish or clean the bathroom where she shits her pants on the regular because she constantly is complaining her stomach hurts?
Mm.
No. I'm not her mother, and I'm sure as hell not her maid, but I have been her friend, which makes it hard. I'm a nice person, and I cherish my friendships, but this is straight up her taking advantage of me.
Yep.
On top of all this, not even the bad part yet. Oh, my God.
God damn.
I found out her and her mother have been embezzling money from my job for God knows how long.
Oh, that's fucked up. Especially sounds like she really loves the owners and her job.
Yes. She steals every single day.
You don't steal from small businesses, bro.
That's a rule. Shoving every $20 bill she gets as payment in her apron. Oh, I want to whoop this bitch's ass. Please be local.
You don't fucking steal from small business, man.
Oh, man. Her mother does the owner's finances, and it's so fucked up. So they're just hiding shit. Oh, my God. A family of dirty scammers. Oh, no.
With no morals.
No.
Like, there's rules to this.
He hella trusts her mother. She covers up her daughter's tracks, my coworker.
I bet.
This isn't just a 20 here and there. It's every day. It's an everyday thing, racking in thousands of dollars a week between the two of them. Oh, I want to fight them. Where do they live? Where are you?
Well, tell me the business.
I sit in my apartment as she walks in every single day, spending hundreds of dollars, walking in with bags and bags full of brand new shit that she doesn't even
use. She's going to poop in.
I find receipts all the time where she will go to Walmart 3 days in a row and spend $800 every single time. God. The guy at CVS one time when we went together told me that he likes her because she keeps the lights on there. And I was like, what do you mean? And he said last time she was there, she spent $400 and the time before that. We work the same job.
What the fuck can you be buying at CVS for $400?
She has a problem. She has a problem and she's a fucking hoarder.
Because she didn't work for that money.
No,
that's
so you
why.
Can just fuck it off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We work the same job. She paid off her brand new 2023 GMC Denali $60,000 car in less than a year. Oh, and she told me her mom paid off their brand new $800,000 house, which they haven't lived in for more than 3 years. It's insane. They're criminals.
They're ruining these owners' lives, bro. That's a lot of money.
She has two more days than me. But there's no fucking way in hell that she's making the amount that she's spending on her own. Oh, and did I mention when I first started working there and we became friends, she had no personality. She literally was so blah. And now every time at work, anytime I say have a good day to a guest, she tries to say it out loud. What I mean by that is I'll say have a good day when someone's leaving and she literally will from any corner of the restaurant scream have a good day just to outdo mine. Oh, I hate this bitch.
Oh, my fuck.
We're going to make a trip. She started walking like me. She started talking like me. She copies my mannerisms.
Nope.
She started pretending she liked the shit that I like. We've experienced people like this.
For sure. For sure.
And I'm about to beat the shit out of her. That's what's going to happen. Before I do, I need some advice because I can't do this anymore. Half the time I'm crying because I'm struggling to pay rent and she's over here looking at me like I'm some peasant. When all she does is fucking steal from a small business that she and her mom are damn near about to put out of business because of the money they are fucking stealing every single fucking day. Mind you, her mom has worked for this guy for 30 years. Talk about shady fucking people.
You fucking tell.
Oh, God. I've kept this in for so long. And when I do try to bring it up, to someone, it's like they don't believe me and it's the life I'm living and I fucking need it to be gone. I can't deal with it anymore. So please, any advice would be so appreciated. OPS, I told her to listen to this podcast months ago. So if she actually did it and hears this, well, it was going to come out sometime. This shit ends here.
The shit ends here, bitch. You hear me?
Do you hear me, bitch?
Because I'm going to find out the business and I'm calling the owner.
It says, love you guys. Bye. We will handle it. Like,
so
I will make it my business. Oh, my fucking God. So you and your mom done fucked up.
You have about 2 days fucking go tell your boss what's going on because I'm telling.
You need to be honest. You're fucking over a small business. You're doing the dirtiest crime you could do.
How dare you?
Like, this is like low-level scumbag shit. Yes. This is not fucking with corporations.
If this was Walmart, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Or that fuck over consumers anyway. This is not that type of situation. We do not support that. This is from karma in human form. We want to fuck her up, her and her mom. They need to be held accountable. They need shit seized.
Yes.
They need to fucking pay back money. If they put that business out of business, like, I will be so brokenhearted.
The fact that the owner, sorry, I know she needs advice, but the fact that the owner, this woman, the mother, has been working for them for 30 years,
establishing trust in a relationship, and little do they know, right under their nose,
my God,
these types of things happen. Like, we know firsthand people that have fucking stole millions of dollars from private companies,
good families, good people.
We do not support this shit. Like, no. I fucking wish the worst on that bitch and her mother. You filthy, dirty fucking bitch. Not only are you a disgusting person to live with, you're not a real grown up. You're disgusting. But that on top of, I was so mad about the bathroom and shit and the dish and the vacuum and the fucking
poop. Your pants?
And you poop your pants and then this, and you're doing this?
From small business? Like, you're the worst of the fucking
worst.
Y'all
need prison. We need to get smart. They need to be caught. You need to tell everything you know. You need to fuck, oh my God.
For real, stop protecting them. You send us the name of the business.
Yeah.
Please, just do that. Just do that.
Oh, that is so angering.
And then your issue will be taken care of
by
you sending us the name of the business.
That has to be weighing on you because I could not sit by and watch that happening at a place that I care about.
The owner, the family
that I care
stressing about.
And like, yeah, no, fuck no. That's disgusting.
Whole time these motherfuckers are living so good without a care in the world.
Yeah. Just frivolous and dirty. Oh, shame on them. Yeah, that shit gotta end. We'll help you. Please message us
ASAP.
Mention cats. It'll get top priority.
Immediately.
Just put cats in the
header.
No, seriously. I'm serious. Write us ASAP. We'll do what we can, whatever we can.
That is fucking appalling.
What a dirty bitch and a dirty mother.
And you got nerve to have a shitty attitude.
On top of everything.
A shitty butt.
On top of being a thief. You're dirty.
Mm-mm. And got nerve to give her shit for struggling to pay rent, bitch. Oh my God. You need jail. You need humbled.
Prison.
Yep. Humbled. Like, fuck.
You want to read this one?
Huh?
There's another one. Do you want to read this one?
I got like five over here.
Oh.
What one is that?
I hope all is well.
You can read that one. Like four more on top of, we have a lot actually.
Okay. Hello, ladies. Hope all is well and you and your loved ones are in good health. I have a little lie story that I thought y'all would like to hear. I know Potifria skips the intro, but I physically can't stop giving too many details.
Same, girl. Same. Give it to me.
I just don't have it in me.
Good girl.
To set the stage, you need to know that I've lived in various parts of the South my entire life, and I currently live in Appalachian, Virginia.
Love it.
That is also where this story takes place. I've been having a little urge to visit out there.
We're going to watch them redneck brawls.
Yeah, we're coming out there, so keep in touch, girl. Okay. To just hammer home how small town girl I am, my mom rode show horses for the rodeo and in middle school would ride her horse, Mr. Ed Princess, to see my dad who lived in the town over. What?
That brings me so much.
This is like TV stuff.
Side note, really quick, I can sing the whole theme song to the old show, Mr. Ed.
But you're not. We're going to take your word for it.
I'll do it on live for
you
guys.
Do it on your album, your special edition. Album that you're going to release.
The HD mix
yes.
We're coming.
Yes, that we're coming out with. I'm producing it. I'm executive producing. I have also been known to get white girl wasted on some illegal moonshine.
Love it.
And make my own cigarettes from stealing leaves from the tobacco fields.
Good girl.
We need to hang out with you.
Yes.
Now on with the story. I don't quite remember what prompted it, but when I started middle school, I started to lie and say I was from California. Meanwhile, we're going to lie and say we're from there.
Right.
So, California to small town girl me was the coolest place you could be from that wasn't outside the U.S. It Aww. Was the perfect lie. I must have been dumb as rocks, though, because one, half the kids that went to this school have known me since second grade. You're lying to them. And two, I have a thick Southern accent. That's okay. Aww,
you developed it quickly.
Despite that, all is going well so far. People think it's really cool that I'm from California. I simultaneously lived in Los Angeles, but also sometimes lived in an apartment in San Francisco.
Great.
This is so cute.
Love it.
I couldn't help adding San Francisco in the lie because my 12-year-old self fucked heavily with those trolleys, and I still kind of do, to be honest.
I hate the trolleys.
I've never been on the trolley. I want them out the way.
I hate them.
Oh, I want them out the way. Get out of here.
Yes, they're annoying.
The lie all came crumbling down when this girl, let's call her Chloe, asked me what part of LA I'm from. My mind instantly goes to Hollywood, but that sounded too on the nose.
She's like Beverly Hills 90210. Duh.
Duh. Oh my God. So then I thought Anaheim because of Disneyland, obviously, but I couldn't quite remember if it was in L.A. or not, and I did not want to seem dumb in front of Chloe, the California expert. I'm very bad at lying on the spot, so I ended up just confessing that I've never been to California before.
Fuck you, Chloe.
To which she said, oh, okay, and went back to her work. Chloe clearly knew that I have never ridden in a cable car before and that I certainly was not a Beverly Hillbilly. The news that I had wasn't from California. The news that I wasn't from California spread through the school and my reputation of being a liar spread as well.
Chloe, you're not a girl's girl.
I decided that lying large scale like that was too much effort, so I truthfully haven't done it much since. Love the podcast. Keep doing what you're doing, always and forever. Free Palestine. And
that's
you,
so
you
cute.
Are a California girl. We're going to be your California cousins that are coming out there.
Yeah.
And we will prove that you
You're
spent
tell
your summers.
Chloe. Call Chloe.
Yeah. Chloe, these are my cousins from California and we hung out on the trolley fucking cable
cars. We did trolley rides all the time
in the summers and they would get on my nerves every time we went.
Right.
But we did it for you.
We can take it a step further and say.
We can take it as far as you want to take it.
Your foot.
Yeah.
So
how far do you want to go? Let us know. That's so cute.
Oh, fucking Chloe ruined it. So you remember, I think it was last episode we did the write-in. Remember the bitch who had moved her parents out?
That motherfucker, yes.
That cunt?
In Oregon.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the person
we got an update?
That did that write-in. Not yet.
Okay.
But I sent the person that did the write-in.
Some attorneys or some resources.
Remember how the other person had wrote in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I emailed that to them and they
got
it.
You linked them. Yeah.
So The person that did the write-in said, I can't express the amount of gratitude I have for you guys, whether it's listening to your fans or offering practical advice. You guys consistently show up for your people who are going through difficult times.
Yes.
And it's unmatched by any motherfucker in your field. The selflessness and generosity you two have should be studied and replicated. It's unfucking real.
You're from the trauma.
It is. Mm-hmm. And never... I never want anybody to ever feel as bad as I felt.
Exactly.
Never.
And helpless.
Right.
We will prevent that if we can.
Yeah. Your willingness to extend a helping hand to those who don't even know what a podcast is, let alone that would come across HD, is a testament to the incredible people you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you for going out of your way to make a positive impact out of this shitty situation. Your kind words were what I needed to hear, and I'll be forever grateful. So I just wanted to give that was very
sweet.
Yeah,
thank you for that. And please keep us updated. I hope it all works out. And I hope that ungrateful ass daughter gets out of that house and fucking does what's right.
No, her aunt, she should go be friends with the fucking
the dirty
poopy pants
yeah.
thief.
Yeah. Oh, God. They deserve to suffer together.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus Christ. These ones are long. Okay. Hi, Tias. I need your help. As always, I want to thank you for creating this platform. You have got me through a long-term breakup, complete career change at 33, traveling away from home for long periods of time, and you guys have been by my side through it all. I'm so grateful for you both. Now on to my questions. I'll try to keep it as short as I can. One of my closest friends is going through a mental health crisis at the moment, and I don't know if I'm helping or hurting at this point. She's a successful business owner with a partner and gorgeous dog baby. I'm antsy too. Crystal, I'll send you a picture.
Thank you.
But about 6 months ago, she started to have some flashback memories from her teen years. Basically, I won't tell all her business, but the vague facts are of her and her bullies / BFFs basically chasing their school friend around a park and all doing something to him one after another.
Whoa.
At first, she thought it was all willing and silly, but she has spiraled into the fact that she is now a predator. They were 15 at the time. I tried to tell her one of my first sexual experiences was very similar, but she has OCD and I think maybe some paranoia. She has also researched the law extensively about what would happen to her if he went to the police. I've been speaking to her at least once a week and going over every little detail, which I'm starting to think I'm now enabling this behavior. Mm-hmm. I got her to a therapist who deals with repressed memories, then her old therapist who she liked, but now an EMDR therapy, but nothing is helping. I've suggested she see a psychiatrist because medication, I feel, needs to be involved at this point. She's manic and obsessing. I've also experienced OCD mania and have an anxiety disorder, so I know what a manic episode looks and sounds like. She thinks exercise and diet will help, but she's lost 2 stone. She's tiny and doesn't want to take meds. She now has decided to contact the guy 20-ish years later and explain everything to him. I don't think this is going to end well, but she doesn't think anything else will help him. Oh, she doesn't think anything else will help.
Oh, no.
But is also terrified she will trigger his memory and get herself arrested. I don't want to stop being there for her and explain that I'm concerned. Talking about it over and over is probably not helping. But she is starting to think about unaliving herself and is desperately sad. Mm-hmm. I'm at a loss and it's starting to affect my mental health. Her partner is in the same boat. Sorry this wasn't a hilarious one, you guys. Love you. Thank you for any thoughts or advice. Here's the dog picture.
What kind of dog is it?
It's cute. It's a cute little baby.
It's a cute baby.
Ew, it's rough.
That's like a heavy situation. And
so here's the thing. This would be my first question. Does she want to talk to the guy to make herself feel better? Or does she feel it would make him feel better? Because if it's to make herself feel better, I don't think that's a good idea.
Somewhere in there, she said because she thinks like it'll help him, or it's the only way she can help him or something, right?
I misread it. So it not to help him. She's decided to contact the guy. She doesn't think anything else
will help. Oh, will help.
And then she said, yeah, I don't think this is going to end well.
Okay. So first of all, you don't want to upset someone. You know what I mean? Like but you can't explain logic to someone that's in the middle of a manic episode and that I have OCD and I know how the tape recorder goes when things are on loop in your brain for a long period of time and you can't change the subject. You can't get off the subject. You're just stuck. God, I would encourage her to get professional help, but like, is she seeing the therapist and is she telling them?
I guess she's seeing two.
Is she telling them about this situation? Like,
no,
this, you can't give advice because the outcome can be bad and you don't want any part of that. And you've already been support to her. You've already done what you can. So like, this is such a delicate situation, especially with her feeling like she wants to unalive herself, possibly upset this person reaching out to them. Just like, I would not want no part. I would just tell her like, I've done what I can as far as advice for this. You need to talk to a professional about this.
A psychiatrist.
And at that point, it's on her. Like, you can't
involve yourself at all. Because if you give the wrong advice and they unalive themselves, you're going to feel fucked up your whole life.
Or they go to prison. Or they end up in a facility. There's so many possibilities
here. Or you give advice and she contacts the fucking guy and he unalives himself.
Or unalives her. Or fucking, who knows? Who knows? There's so many possibilities that are bad. You've done what you could as far as support. And now you just need to encourage them to seek professional support.
For sure.
You've done what you could. So I would stay away from that altogether. Like,
fuck.
That's a scary situation and there's too many scary outcomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like real life scary.
Yeah.
Permanent outcomes. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
I hope it works out. You just got to encourage them to be honest and truthful with the professionals that they're seeing and like get the advice from them.
Yeah.
Just explain it in a way that like they're equipped to give you advice. That's not my place. Like that, you know, I don't know about this type of shit. You need to talk to people that can help you.
For sure. And if I was you, I would also talk to her partner and tell them to be encouraging her
to do the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Fuck.
I have another one.
Okay.
Hi, Crystal and Potafria. Writing in to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I arrived late to the Hello Dysfunction party. I started listening in late 2023.
Hey.
I had heard of y'all a few years ago, but never made time to listen because I'm not usually a big podcast person. After following both of you on social media for years, I finally started listening to the show last December when I got COVID and was forced to isolate. I have severe treatment-resistant depression, which flares up when I spend lots of time alone. As you can probably guess, self-isolating due to COVID is my worst nightmare, especially around the holiday season. 3 days into quarantining myself, I felt like I hit rock bottom and started having increased suicidal thoughts, which really scared me. I didn't know how I was going to get through the next 10 days alone. Enter Hello Dysfunction. I started listening to episode 1 and I immediately felt a connection with you both. Your hilarious stories, discussion topics, and amazing personalities were exactly what I needed. But more than just that, your friendship and love for each other helped me regain faith in humanity. This was month 3 of the ongoing genocide of Palestinians and siege on Gaza. And your connection reminded me that life is worth fighting for, including my own life. As I continue my mental health journey, I've been listening to multiple episodes every day, sometimes listening from the moment I wake up until I go to sleep. this makes me seem crazy, but it's true. No, I've been shows that,
for
that
sure.
way before. Now I'm on episode 244, Donald Duck Setup.
Oh, shit.
And we'll probably be caught up by the end of the week.
Wow.
This message is getting long, so I'll wrap it up, but I wanted to share a few comments. One, Potifria, from the moment you mentioned your disgust for uncut dicks, I was disappointed, but thought to myself, I think she's going to change her mind about how she talks about this one day. And you did. I have a surprise for you. I have a lot of male friends who have been shamed for their uncircumcised dicks, aww, which has caused them to feel awkward about sex. And it means a lot that you're so willing to openly change your mind about things. This is just one example. I'm sorry. I went back a few times.
She's been back and forth about three times. Right now, she's like not preferring it. So,
yeah. But who knows? Because I bounce around a lot of, you know, my opinions change a lot.
Yeah.
If more people were like that, it would be a better place. To both of you, thank you for using your platform to talk about Palestine even before October 7th, because we all know this genocide didn't start in 2023. It's been going on since 1947. Three, yeah. Crystal, you are an inspiration and a role model to me.
Ugh.
I love how you give no fucks. I'm extremely self-conscious and have a lot of self-disgust, and you're an amazing example of a woman who is not afraid to be herself. Well, I'll say we all struggle. We play it off well, but we all have our insecurities.
I will absolutely eat an avocado in the middle of Wells Fargo.
Oh my God. Your random singing, your openness, willing to make yourself vulnerable, funny voices, and I don't give a fuck attitude are all things I admire and want to have for myself one day. Please don't.
Please do. It's very freeing.
One day, I hope to be confident enough to feel comfortable randomly bursting out into song just like you. LOL. Thanks for everything.
She loves it. Pat loves it.
I do not. Love, Rosie.
Oh,
I love that. That's a
very sweet, honest,
yeah,
fucking write in. And I'm really glad you showed up late to the party.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're
here. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you for joining the family. Yeah, we are so glad to have you. And you know what? Being comfortable in your own skin comes with age. I have good days and I have bad days.
Yeah,
especially regarding how I look, you know,
same.
A few months ago, I was really struggling bad. I didn't even take photos of myself because I hated how I looked. But
then there are some days where you don't care at all. Mm-hmm. And like, you know,
I'll roll out of bed and leave
and
the house.
Just go anywhere. Yeah. So it's like everybody has their good and bad days and don't feel bad on, you know, hard on yourself when you're feeling down and you are not feeling your most confident.
And it just comes with age and life experience, because you learn everybody has shit.
Mm-hmm, for
the
sure.
Shit you see on social media is not fucking real. It's everybody's best foot forward, you know? So you'll get there and fuck it. Close your eyes and belt out a show tune in Trader Joe's. Like,
don't.
For real.
Don't.
It feels great.
I'm not going to encourage I do want you to have fun.
You want to read? We have a few more writings, but they're all like 5-6 pages. So you want to read the names?
Do we read that on Patreon? I got confused halfway through. We would read them on the regular. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, we'll do it here.
We are starting to read our patrons' names again.
Yeah, because they deserve some acknowledgement.
Absolutely. So I'll read this and then you can read that.
Okay. The little one, the baby.
You only want to read that?
Yeah. I've been reading hella write-ins.
Good. It's good for your...
Sing them. No, don't sing them.
I'm like, here we go.
No, don't sing them.
Alex.
Save it for the album.
Alex Valencia. And then we have Stephanie Pena. Vinny Massaro. Alyssa Blankenship. Veda, V, Crystal Garcia, Trista, Anna Raquel, Henry Owens, Chrislyn Gouge. I hope I said that right.
Is that a fire alarm?
I hope so. It's the smoke alarm.
We're trapped.
Bitch, you're about to see us all go out the fucking window.
My God. And hurt ourselves, no doubt.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're trying off. To get boost each other out. Okay. Heidi 707, Maria Ornelas, Star, Kaylin K, Miss Meg Pie, Carla, Rachel Carrion, Marlon Valenzuela, Valerie Spears. You want to read those? Last two.
CG and Maria DeHars. I think, I don't know how to say that. DeHars.
We fucking love you guys.
We love you so much. And thank you so much for being here.
You guys should really, I mean, if you can, come join the clubhouse.
Yeah.
It's a good time. There's a nice, juicy, chaotic episode we recorded earlier this week.
We have some stuff coming up that you're going to like.
Oh, yeah. You're going to fucking love it. We're going to try and get that done this weekend for you guys.
Yeah.
And share us. We like being
shared.
Leave
us a review. It makes our day when we get a review.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, especially if it's a not a good day. That's a good part of the day.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
That's it. Send us your lies. I love the lies.
Yes.
Send us
the worst sex experience.
Worst
funny.
Sex experience. Send us people you want to sick us on.
People you hate social security love write-ins. Numbers.
Yeah. No. We love write-ins. Yeah, so just for sure. Like, yeah, definitely share stories. Yeah.
And your days are numbered, you thieving fucking
you
bitch.
You bitches. You family of fucking bitches.
You motherfuckers. Oh, your days God. Are numbered.
Count them. Dirty, fuck, filthy enjoy whore.
The shit you got now, because they're coming to get it.
They better.
Oh, that
end
shit makes
that
me
shit.
Furious.
We
got
to put an end to that.
You don't steal. Let me make this clear. We've said it a million times. Fucking steal corporate, shop local. Do not take, steal, thieve, borrow from small businesses.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. If you have no money and that is all that is near you is a small business, ask. Say, hey, I'm fucking hungry. 9 times out of 10, they'll fucking feed you anyways.
Yeah.
Don't fucking steal. Just don't do it.
Mm-mm.
I hate that.
Just the nerve to be dirty and greedy and fucking just, ugh. The worst of the worst. God.
I'm be thinking about that all night.
And it's women doing it. That makes it worse, too. Like, how dare you?
And then living high on the hog.
Yeah. Yeah. And shaming, looking down on somebody else that's working their ass off.
With your ill-gotten gains, bitch.
Oh, you're going to prison. We're going to see to it.
For sure.
You're getting your shit seized.
Yep. You know I love calling cops.
Yeah. Yeah. You told the right one. All right. All right, we gotta go.
Okay, bye. Love you. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.